Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Bob Chapman coming up to cover all of this week's economic developments that are big. Obviously, it gets more and more crazy. A lot of other news on Libya, on the police state. We're going to be covering it all in this jam-packed hour and take your calls for those of you that are holding. But I'm on the Prison Planet forum, which we need to. We've just updated prisonplanet.com with a new look. It loads quicker, looks better. And we're getting very close to the social network. That should be done in a month or so. We keep pushing it back, because we always redo other things or upgrade things or try to keep all the other balls in the air, you know, straight that we're involved in. But it's kind of hard to find the Prison Planet forum when you go to Prison Planet. You got to go to one of the social media links, and it's at the bottom. I'm going to have that changed to being a prominent link. But it's forum.com, prisonplanet.com, because there's millions of posts in there. And I'm on there, sir. I want to look at this, you know, with the Australian leader calling for global government. I mean, I know a lot of them do this now, but I want to find it. And I'm on the main page, and I see general discussion, Prison Planet, educational, art, satire, cartoons, parodies, off-topic, fake news, whining threads, Prison Planet forum journalism, activism, live show. Somebody should post it in that area. Acknowledge defenders, expose enemies, activism, 9/11 material research. Where is this link you're talking about? Caller from South Korea who's Australian.
Okay, if you go to the, I'll go back, it's into the main boards, then you go general discussion for Prison Planet Educational Forum and Library.
No, I'm there, I'm there.
International news, and up the top there on the first page, you'll see Australia's first gang law, 60C, used against 18-year-old Aboriginal boy by gay police officer. I know it's a shocking claim, but Google backs it up, ABC News backs it up, the New South Wales Police own press release backs it up.
And yeah, well, this is the best way then, because I'm on there and I can't find it. Give me the headline and I'll get it right now. Just give it to me.
Okay. Australia's first gang law, 60C, used against 18-year-old Aboriginal boy. Okay. It's on the international section. Now, 60C Crimes Act is the crime of obtaining true personal information. Google case shows this Aboriginal boy made a one-line comment on Facebook about a police officer's sexuality. If he lied, he would be charged with public defamation. But if you actually know the police officer is gay, you can get 5 years jail for obtaining true personal information. And actually, I was on the another radio show in the US, the Kim Komando show, and she went all constitutional and said this could never happen in America. Because of the
No, I found it. I found the mainstream news articles. Let me look into this. Again, this is what they do. First in Europe, they said you can't be a Nazi or you're arrested. Then you can't criticize government. Then you can't. Robin Page, who isn't even political, said rural communities deserve the same rights as gays and Muslims, homosexuals and Muslims. And they said the word homosexual was now insulting, even though it's like saying hetero, homo, homosexual. It's just a name. It's a scientific name. He was arrested. BBC reporter. And so this is the thought crime, and this is what they're now teaching in our public schools here, getting us ready for it, and just incredible. I'll have to look more into this, but yes, I have the ABC News story out of Australia, and they're reporting it with a straight face. And again, if you call someone heterosexual, you don't get 5 years in prison. That's what hate crimes are. It's special. It's special rights. It's like you are gay. You are the supreme ruler, and we must send our children to public school, and you will teach them. You're like, but I don't want my 5-year-old being taught about any type of sex. Shut up, homophobe. We're arresting you. SWAT team, get him. Battle Forge. And I mean, this is the new America. This is the new England. This is the new. They're trying it in the U.S. Canada, they arrest you similarly, sir. This is incredible. I'm glad you got it on the show. Holy mackerel. Somebody on a Facebook, some kid just made a joke about you know, some website. I mean, don't let hate dictate. Embrace diversity. And so the guy made a comment about it, just an offhanded thing, and he's going to jail. I mean, boy, I tell you, Australia, woo, evil.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to know what tyranny is going to look like, we're going to play this Ronald Reagan clip in a moment. Look at England. Look at Australia. Look at Canada. I see the reports constantly where a BBC reporter, Robin Page, host of One Man and His Dog, is actually, you know, pretty liberal, in a speech said they're shutting down our farms. They're banning hunting. We need the same rights for the culture of rural people as Muslims and homosexuals. And they arrested him and said, we have a committee of people who decide what's hate, and the word homosexual is that. So I guess if I call my dog a canine, it's hateful to dogs. Or if I call a frog a reptile, or if I say I'm a heterosexual, I should then be arrested. Or if I call the sun a gaseous combustion system, it's sunophobic. Or if I call a television, an old-fashioned television, a cathode ray tube display device, arrest, arrest. But, I mean, let's say you called someone horrible names. Let's say you called someone who was gay the derogative terms. It's free speech. But see, all of the, quote, protected groups who then are put into special guilds in government, they can do whatever they want to you. But you, and I mean, my wife has women come up to her in the grocery store. That's why she wanted to move out of Austin. It doesn't happen where we live now in the country. Nice people. And women will come up at Whole Foods and go, you've got three children. I mean, this actually happens. And of course, they're totally unhappy by the time they're 45 and desperately trying to have them, these poor women. But I mean, it is a hatred of life. You go to the Whole Foods counter and it's like, how to live austerely. It's so cool to live under austerity. It's good we're getting poor. I've shown you the magazines. Oh, the bankers. It's an idea of being poor, being great, being a schmuck, being conned. And here it is, the caller called us about, and sure enough, teen charged over Port Macquarie police Facebook harassment. And this is ABC News Australia. A Port teenager has been charged with harassing police through a social networking site. Police say last month, 18-year-old allegedly created a Facebook titled, "All Port Macquarie Police Are Corrupt." Uh-oh! Actually, and we have screenshots of the evil site on the Prison Planet forum. We have it saved so you can see the crime. Local police say it named a couple of officers. The page has been taken down. So, actually, reading deeper, it's saying they're corrupt. Boom. You don't film in your front yard in America. You don't call them corrupt. But then they also charged him for saying, you know, look at this photo of the police together. I mean, what are they all? I mean, oh, my gosh. Well, they'll show him, won't they? You know, spend some time. The taxpayers are going to pay. They've already taken the Aussies' guns. They killed Crocodile Dundee. The real Crocodile Dundee wouldn't turn his guns in. They SWAT teamed him, murdered him hardcore. Well, he was killed like 12 years ago. Even NRA wrote about that. I've got the original magazine. I was digging through files a few months ago. I actually ran into it, meant to take it in here. They showed him, didn't they? That country belongs to them. Of course, their government's totally sold out to the communist Chinese. I also see here, yes, their prime minister's called for world government, but it doesn't exist. And government says if you talk about it, you're probably a terrorist. The teen has been charged with obtaining personal information about the police officer for the purpose of harassment. And it turns out they got public, because they've got the big write-up on Prison Planet, public stuff that they put out, and they said, look at this person, you know, and, oh, nope, don't do that, you're going to jail. Police say there were some positive comments about them on the page. Oh, that's not allowed either. The young man is due in court August 8th, so he'll stay in jail until then. Well, that's good. So, I mean, actually, the gay part was only part of it. He said they were corrupt, and that's a form of harassment. So he's been dealt with now immediately. Now, we're going to Bob Chapman. I want his take on this first, because it's something I covered in the first hour, but I want to get his take on it. We're going to go back to your calls as well. Bob Chapman, former intelligence officer, biggest private silver and gold broker, helped do the Gary Allen report. Now his son, of course, runs Politico, Gary Allen's son. But a preeminent guy fighting tyranny for 50 years and has had to, of course, leave the United States due to harassment so he can live to fight another day. Joining us from an undisclosed location, joining us here in a moment. But President Obama's Executive Order 13575 creates rural councils. And see, you won't believe me 2 weeks ago when I talked about this, or 16 years ago when I talked about Agenda 21, even though I'm going under it in Austin, doubling the power prices, raping everything, home inspections, total harassment, big globalist groups, above the law, giving waivers, but it's happening. But here's Ronald Reagan in 64, talking about what the Agriculture Department was trying to do then. And the Agriculture Department's statement is, get big or get out. Their policy is to shut down small farms. They have the premises ID, the animal ID. They tried to pass the Food Safety Act, because big pharma owned big agri is always, it's a big combine, they're all merged. They have 17 million in 1 week last November to try to pass that, to openly shut down all the small farms and ranches with incredible, you know, $10 in regulation with chips, tags on a $5 chicken, just total bankruptcy. But then Tyson and the rest are exempt. That's just one example. Just the end of it all. Now, the IRS already doesn't let you write off your hobby farm. You know, you keep a family farm, a family ranch. You try to run cattle to get the state tax exemption because you couldn't pay it if it wasn't there with the property tax. And then you run the cattle. You pretty much lose money having them, but you got to have them there to be able to have the tax exempt. And they come in now to my family and they say, you're not getting that. You don't get to, you know, it's a hobby. It's got to be profitable or you're out. But then you just, oh, it's incredible. Most small farms and ranches, they work at the feed store, or they work at the prison, or they work at the power company, or they work, delivering mail on a route. I know all, or they're truck drivers, and then they take care of their cows when they get home at 7 o'clock at night, or they take care of their sheep or their crops. It's all over. And they're going to have the receivership arm come in with federal help so they can have the federal busybodies there to organize and con everybody. And don't worry, America's going down. You wanted America. You want tyranny, you're getting it. Here's Ronald Reagan talking about it.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If you live in the heartland of America, you have to listen up. While the nation was distracted with the Anthony Weiner drama, President Obama signed an executive order that will seize greater power over food, fiber, and energy countryside area.
And they go over the executive order. Homeland Security, spy brigades, local Homeland Security offices, Department of Defense offices, they're going to help you. Meanwhile, the rest of the story, let me find my stack, here it is, the rest of the story breaks down that they, during the winter, let all these highland lakes, mountain lakes, where all these major floods are having, change their policy. Flood everyone. They let it build up, and then knowing the snow melt would come, and releasing it all at once, and they are openly trying to force folks off their land. I read this in the first hour, and bragging that it's good to get people off of their land. And so now they're not fixing the dams. They're not building ones. They're tearing them down. But they use the existing dams to build it up and then flood you. And they were advised on this. They knew it was coming. And now they're going to take the property. Bob Chapman, I tell you, it is just getting crazier and crazier. You wrote about Agenda 21 back in 1992 when they first rammed it through. And Maurice Strong said, we're going to bankrupt the West. That is our goal. And that is their goal. And the average person just can't admit it's this bad.
You're absolutely correct, and it's been an evolving process, something that's been very subtle, didn't show its head the way it has until just recently. Reminds me of 666, the agglomeration of cities into regions, and that's coming next, I'm sure. And, you know, that was written about 50 years ago. And so these people got a lot of patience. And they're putting into operation what they want to put in. It reminds me of the years between 1934 and 1939 in Germany. They did all these kinds of things. But today, they're so much more advanced than they were then. That was a experiment, learning curve. I firmly believe that situation that existed and was financed the way it was in Germany during the 1930s, and before that actually, was a trial run for what we're seeing today. And proof of that, you look at the amalgamation of Western and Eastern Germany some 15 years ago, and you'll see that all of the people who were involved in spying on both sides and the Stasi were never prosecuted for anything. It was incredible. I mean, intelligence organizations spent years and years spying on the Russians and the East Germans and for the same kinds of things. And if you remember, Alex, it wasn't all that long ago, then they had Marcus Wolf and some of the other people who were involved in Stasi and in the KGB, in America, with the State Department, and they were under contract to teach Americans in that sphere how to do that and how to set up spying systems, which you've mentioned.
Well, Bob, we're going to break, but, I mean, this is so diabolical. He sets up, Bush starts, Obama continues the 10 governor council so he can ignore the states. Under FEMA has 10 kept minion governors that now run the 10 regions. They set up, as they've done in other countries, this rural affairs office where they admit, now you're going to have the Department of Defense and the feds running around in your cornfields. I mean, stay there, Bob. It is so hellish. People have no idea how much trouble we are in. We are being occupied just like Iraq or Libya or any of these countries.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
By the way, I'm on the PrisonPlanet.com forum, and you've got all these world leaders calling for it, but I did find the Australian Prime Minister calling for global government, and then they've got the Green parties. When you click on it, greens.org.au, I'm going to get Watson or Kerr, somebody, to do an article on this. It says global governance, and it's got the path to world government. It's got how great the International Criminal Court is, how great the UN is, that all nations must accept the criminal court and the UN invasion armies for peace. I mean, this is, they come in, they fund a group to uprise, and then the UN invades you. And it's all happening. And, of course, they put Obama in and gave him a peace prize. That's all part of the joke. It's all part of the – it is peace. That's what Obama keeps saying. He said in his speech a couple days ago, we played the clip yesterday, he said, I don't need to talk to Congress. This isn't war. This is peace. I mean, he actually said that. He said, this is peace. This is peace. Bob Chapman, they are just – it's happening. The world government's here.
Well, they're going forward like it was here, and they want it to be here, and they're making it be here, and all the earmarks are there. And, you know, Australia has been one of the leading places obeying the orders of the New World Order, which is rather surprising. I didn't think that they, in years past, would be, but they are. We carry an Australian section in our international forecaster. We have a lot of news coming out of there. We have several good sources there. And they've got some pretty good coverage through the media there that you are still be able to pick something up that's useful. But we're going to see this all over the world. It's part of a larger plan. And they're ready to go on it, and they're pushing it. And they, the people who are involved, are coming right out and saying, yes, we have to have a new world order. And you're going to hear more and more of them. They're trying to condition you to think that maybe that's good and it's better than being unemployed.
But then I still even go on mainline Republican shows, and they still go, you're a conspiracy theorist. You believe there's a group setting up world government. And they're like all over the news saying this is the answer to everything. But even some mainline conservative talk show host still can't wake up because they remember the 30 years past where you're not supposed to talk about it because it doesn't exist. So as the, I mean, it's like somebody who's been told trains don't exist. Trains don't exist. If you ever see one coming at you, it's imaginary. You're schizophrenic. And so somebody sees a train coming. They just walk out in front of it. And it's like, yeah, it's going 70 miles an hour. It's rumbling, they're honking, they're trying to slam their brakes on, and you're just going, it's not a train, it's not a train. I mean, this is mind control.
Absolutely, mind control. And in its present form, it's been refined greatly. The major media uses it all the time. That's why so many of these people get hooked, and then they get sucked in, and then they get indoctrinated. And then when we get a hold of them and tell them the truth, they say, gee, that can't be true. I mean, I didn't see that anyplace else. Are you sure? And as you well know, Alex, that's the kind of thing we have to put up with. And this Facebook thing with the young man, and that's probably going to spread all over the world, that kind of apprehension, because you said what they figure is the wrong thing. That's going to become more prevalent. It'll be a way of scaring people into not talking about anything.
It's getting insane. What about Dominique Strauss-Kahn? The New York Times, they've released him from even home detention. They say they may drop the charges, that she's reportedly mafia-connected, and they admit that Sarkozy had intelligence people there in the building.
Well, you and I talked about this as it happened, and we said that's probably what did happen. And as we find out, it is what happened. The question is, what are they going to do with this person, this lady, who made the false accusations? And is she being interrogated as to why she did what she did? And if she was directed to do so, who directed her? It's a good question.
Well, I've said it, you know, Whitey Bulger, now that he's about to supposedly expose all the feds that ran him, he might fall down a flight of stairs or hit his head. And this lady, you know, she might end up like some of those Clinton people. Remember McDougal dying up in the jail cell in Dallas?
That's right.
And
of course, the one whose body was found there in Washington, out on the lawn,
Yeah, he had the bullet hole in his head, but no blood at the scene. Vince Foster. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had it out. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
All right, I want to go to some of your phone calls for Bob Chapman after we get into some of the other important news today. Dealing with the economy with Bob, who's a real expert on that front. But I remember a few weeks ago, a bunch of national media and, of course, Red State and all these sites attacked us saying we were insane conspiracy theorists for even questioning that Rick Perry went to Bilderberg or that he would end up being the front runner for president or that he was even running. I mean, that to be able to think and to have sources inside the governor's operation, to have other sources around the country, including national media, to know that he gave a pledge he wouldn't run for president in 2012, for 2012, and that that we told you he would break the pledge because it was never a pledge. It's not like he's changing his mind. It was always his intention. This is Al Gore's former chief of staff in his campaign in Texas. This is for president. This is a guy Karl Rove got to flip to Republican. This is a guy that's for forced inoculations on record, the only governor to publicly push it. This is a guy who's for open borders in the past and given awards by Vicente Fox for Sanctuary City. And you notice the Sanctuary City bill died. He introduces bills to kill them. And Ron Paul agreed that's the tactic. So, but it doesn't matter. People like to be cons, so, hey, I understand. It's fun. Romney leads national poll, but Perry debuts in second place. And this is out of Real Clear Politics. Well, they already had polls showing he was in the second place. Depending on the poll, it's Ron Paul's number one, number two, or number three. And Rick Perry now talks and acts like Ron Paul, but he doesn't actually do what Ron Paul did. What do you make of this, Bob Chapman, that the mainline Republican sites are very upset and even chastised the Drudge Report for leaking to our stories 2 weeks ago that we would dare to say that Rick Perry was going to run for president, even though we are a real media organization who has real sources?
Well, I think what they're trying to do here, and this will be done in perpetuity, and that is to discourage any outside opinion. And that's what yours is. It's outside the box.
Opinion is now conspiracy theory or breaking news. I mean, if I can say this keyboard is gray, that's a conspiracy theory. I'm not allowed to have any view.
Well, my feeling on that is let them talk all they want. We just keep on doing what we're doing. But I see a lot of harassment today, particularly of people like yourself, and this is part of it, of this vilification, so that people will start to wonder, well, really, is Alex and Bob, are they that way? Are they conspiracy theorists and really off base? And this is the tack that they're following. And you'll get all of these bogus attacks making up stories about what we're talking about just simply isn't true. And it's going to go on and on. And you in the past, like myself, we just ignore it. We talked about this a dozen years ago.
Now, that's why they're losing credibility. Exactly. They're losing credibility because they don't live in the real world, but they get more and more ridiculous, is my point. That's major breaking news that we've got sources that Perry is going to run for president. We've been saying it for almost 4 years on record. It's in my film Endgame. And then the system is so upset by our credibility that they flip it around and say we don't have credibility. So the debate is about do we have credibility or not instead of the facts that we're laying out to people. It's a mind trick.
They are terrified. And a few weeks ago, you made the statement, we are breathing down their collar, and they don't like it. And you're absolutely correct. And the greater the breathing is or the heat down their collar, the more aggressive they're going to get. And, you know, when you were talking about the attack on this young man in Australia, I was thinking of this word usage, and, of course, you and I use all kinds of word usage. And that's probably how they're going to come at us. You said something about something, and you can't say that, so we're going to pick you up and put you in jail.
Well, they already do that in Canada. I mean, this is modern book burning. This is like arresting you as a heretic, if you're Copernicus and don't think the Earth is flat, or if you're Galileo and know that the Earth orbits the sun, they just arrest you. I mean, it's right back to what it's always been.
Well, when the Vatican was running things, they excommunicated you. And many of the great minds of history were excommunicated. So it's nothing new. It goes back for centuries. But I think they're getting it down to a fine art and then putting a zinger, a stinger in there, which is, you know, if you say that sort of thing about somebody, like that policeman is a homosexual, then off you go, you get tried, and you get put away for 3 or 4 years where you will be indoctrinated, and it's just like the communists had in their camps. recently, and you know.
Well, no, that's what the communists said. They said you're saying things we don't like. You're going to a re-education camp. I mean, that's exactly. These are re-education, and our people are listening right now, going, "Good, it was mean to say that re-education camp, re-education camp." I mean, it shows how much trouble we're in.
It is very, very serious, and sometimes you can't even convince your close friends and members of your family that it's as dire as it is. They just don't see it, and everybody. Out of everybody, only a fraction will ever see it because their minds just don't work that way where they can uncover things like this and see through them. It takes a special kind of approach, and most people don't have that.
All right, I want to go to some calls, Bob, but there's a lot of other news floating around right now. The Russian minister... Russian envoy to NATO says, yeah, they're getting ready to go in September, October. We had Tarpley on live and showed live video of what conservatively looked like 500,000 people running around with AK-47s and grenade launchers in the middle of Tripoli, men, women, children, hopping up and down, saying, we're ready. You know, we want peace, but if the tanks come, we're going to fight. I mean, Saddam was a dictator installed by the West, and you know, he'd have little staged events with a few thousand of his handpicked people with guns to show, look, I'm not a dictator. No, this was 500,000 people in one square with automatic rifles and grenade launchers saying, bring it on. And, hey, the bankers are going to bring it on. They don't care if they march our army and marine people in there and they get killed.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And they're pulling troops out of Afghanistan right now to send them over to Libya. And I get a lot of questions on that yesterday, and you know, from the Marine disposition, and you know, it's a, you know, these are professional people in our military. They don't want to go and do these things, but they're under contract and they don't have much choice. They argue, they get court-martialed, then they go to jail. So what good is that? So they go and put themselves in the line of fire into something that they totally and completely disagree with.
Now, let's look at the economy. More and more, you know, the Financial Times of London on Monday, the dollar will lose its world reserve status, but they say 25 years to introduce the idea to us. The Chinese say the dollar is already dead as a world reserve, but the other currencies are falling. Greece has rolled over to the austerity. Break down the current economic geopolitical landscape.
Well, one of the factors that we have to talk about when we talk about the dollar and it's a very important. In the last 11 years, every year, nine major currencies fell on average more than 20% versus gold and silver. So if the dollar goes down against the pound or the euro or any currency, it's important. But what's really important is all of the currencies are going down in varying degrees versus gold and silver. And that's extremely important. People don't look at it that way. They don't understand because no one ever tells them. But versus other currencies, you've just seen the dollar back off into 74.5 approximately. The USDX index, which is six major currencies versus the dollar. And that's really not going to get any better, even though England and the countries in Europe and many other countries got similar problems. The government in the United States has seen fit, along with the Federal Reserve, to so overburden the American economy and the dollar with this tremendous debt that there's no way that the dollar can appreciate. It's going to continue to depreciate. And that's the bag that we're into. And unless something is done to stop that, which is more than anything else speculation by Wall Street, it's going to continue. And I think that they want it to continue because they want to be able to pay off their debts with cheaper money. And this is what they're up to.
And we see them, as you said, every time they want a new, quote, bailout, which is really just another robbery, every time that happens, we see another news article. Oh, ratings agency, U.S. to lose its credit rating, you know, if you don't give the bankers more money. So it's just endless. I mean, just they're not going to stop.
Well, a good example of that is what you and I and Max have just seen over in Greece, and everybody knows what's happened there. What I'm terribly afraid of now is this could very well lead to violence and revolution in Greece. And I think there's a distinct possibility of that. We have a lot of subscribers there who are connected, and they tell us that it could very well happen. So we'll see what happens over the next few weeks, but that sort of thing, if it happened in Greece, would spread all over Europe and to the United States.
Your phone's crackling a bit, Bob, but you're...
Yeah, I know. We got the big storms in my area.
Let's go ahead and talk to G2 in Illinois. G2, welcome.
Welcome. Bob, I want to throw you a couple of powder puffs because my female hormones are up. I've been drinking lake water out of plastic bottles. Number one, you mentioned Greece. Those demonstrators, you can go on the Internet. They're agent provocateurs, and that was sham opposition in Greece. Check it out. Second big story.
Well, hold on, G2, because you're making these big statements. You're talking about bisphenol A, admittedly turning all mammal species, males, quote, feminine. Then the mice release a pheromone that they're feminine, and then the females won't mate with them. And people need to understand it's in all the major printer cartridge ink, all the major brands, most of the printer ink at the store. It's in most of the plastic we drink out of. Okay, A, a serious issue. B, they've had millions of people on the streets of Greece. Yes, the police have been caught breaking out windows and setting fires to things, even on mainline Greece television. Are you saying all the protesters were agent provocateurs?
No, but it's on the Internet, and they Greek TV's got them because they let away some guys with a tattoo. One of them had a left tattoo on his left
arm. No, I understand, but I mean, what's your view of the austerity? What's your view of what happened to Greece?
Well, you're talking about Sinn Féin against Sinn Féin, and you're talking about GF2, the Gaza Flotilla 2. They just had sabotage down there. There's some Irish ship. It's called Sawarza. It's Gaelic for freedom. The drive shaft was cut and the rudder was cut off. And then this followed Monday, Tuesday, days after the sabotage of the Juliana in Piraeus Harbor, Athens, Greece, where the propeller and the drive shaft were cut up. The Irish ship group leader, Fintan's Lane, supported by Prime Minister Edna Kenny.
Okay. Let me get Bob Chapman to comment on that. Thank you, G2. Haven't heard from you in a while. Bob, your comments on what he was saying.
Well, first of all, the actions happened versus those ships. And who is the likely suspects? The Israelis, because they don't want a flotilla. Although this, to me, has very little to do with Greece other than I think there was one ship there, and I'm a little hazy on what happened with it. I don't know whether it was off Piraeus or where it was. But I don't know that one thing belongs to the other or has anything to do with the other. There's no question. The sabotage with the flotilla that's going to Gaza, and they had to take off minus one or two or three vessels. And that's just simply dirty tricks. And the Israelis are well known for that. As far as Greece is concerned, agent provocateurs, you're always going to have them. And that's just the way governments work today. But there's tremendous amounts of people. You and I both have many videos of what's gone on there over the last almost a month now. And I have people who are subscribers who live there. And they're very successful, some of them. Some of them are middle class. And everybody knows everybody in Greece. It's a small country, and generally speaking. And so I think that 99% of what you're seeing in the streets by protesters is real.
Absolutely.
They're really disturbed, and I don't blame them.
Absolutely. Pamela in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm glad we're all awake, and I just want to let the good news that Jesus Christ Yahweh is in Australia. You can find him at YouTube, Brian is Yahweh 2.
So Pamela, Pamela, get to, come on. I mean, I'm not sure what you're talking about. Do you have any questions or comments for Bob?
Well, it's the seeds of Seth and the Lord love of Caesar Cain have a truth right now. We're trying to save our
country. I appreciate your call. I'm not going to do it. I think we got some prank calls today. John in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Listen,
man,
thanks for everything you do, your guests, your staff there. You know, thank goodness there's people like you in the world. Listen, I sent a couple emails, and there's a couple things that I want to say. The first one I sent is I was trying to figure out exactly how much government costs us in this country. Now, from
it depends on your tax bracket, but most people, one way or the other, pay about 60% in taxes in studies I've seen. Bob Chapman?
That's about right.
And what, in France, it's over 85, correct?
It depends upon where you live within the United States, but California, where I lived for years, is terrible.
Stay there, John. Bob. We'll come back, let you finish your question, and then let Bob finish his answer. But, yeah, it varies. But they've got global gauges. They call the U.S. a tax avoidance area because we only pay 60% in some form of tax. France is the model at over 85 because they greedily keep 15%.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
The mess up that we make will be enough. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time?
Unfortunately, Unfortunately, we are out of time here, ladies and gentlemen. We got a special broadcast coming up on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll just leave it at that towards the end of the show. The last 30 minutes of the broadcast on Sunday are important to tune into. Bob Chapman's our guest. I want to get to all these people, but we were talking to John in New Jersey, and he was talking about what percentage we pay in taxes. If you really get down to it, businesses, everything passes on the cost to you, but then you have all the fines, the fees, the regulations, the property taxes, the business taxes. And even if you're, you know, quote, blue collar and making, you know, a lot less money than some folks, you're hit the worst because all the expenses of what you buy, you know, people that have more money than you in their businesses are passing the expenses on to you. But again, their problem in all their public documents is a, quote, overheating economy. Things growing fast. They don't like that. This is a command destruction economy. I want Bob to comment on this, but they constantly talk about this for 100 years, where they're taxing to suck money out of the economy, to slow things down, and then giving waivers to insiders so only they can operate with an unfair trade advantage. And the examples of that are legion, but the big one is 2,000-plus companies that give to Obama get health care waivers, and now no one can compete with them. They can lower prices, and it's whether it's a hamburger or a car, and no one can defeat them. They're just, it's total criminal mafia operations. Bob Chapman.
Well, it's the same as the situation with the profits of offshore corporations that are American corporations. You can make money, keep it offshore. 5 years ago, we had legislation. The promise was that these transnational conglomerates would hire people in America if they could bring money back, and they were allowed to bring money back, about $350 billion. And instead of paying 35% taxes, they paid 5.25%. They want the same deal again. This time, they want to bring back $2 trillion. What did they do with the money last time? They went in the market, bought their own stocks, ran up the prices, and cashed in on their options.
Does that answer your question, John?
Yeah, well, that's some good information. You know, I found a wiki page. I think that probably has the best information. It's from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and they're up over 72% of GDP, excluding the debt. Now, you know, we have a unique opportunity right now, and the only solution that I could think of that I want to tell all your listeners.
No, I'm going to interrupt you. 72% in taxes, and I know conservatively 60, but yeah, a lot of estimates have France above 90. I wanted to be conservative because folks won't believe it. If I lie in any way, it's that I tend to go with the most conservative numbers, knowing people won't believe it. And so it's not lying. It's just I'll go with and then people accuse me of exaggerating, and generally it's the opposite. But yes, I've seen those numbers. Sir, what type of greedy person are you? You want to keep 28% of your money? I mean, it's not enough that serfs only paid 10% in ancient Europe, and you're paying 70 plus. What type of sicko are you, John?
Well, that's why we're.
It's not funny, man. Are you a racist? Because not wanting government-run health care is racist. I mean.
You know, all of that's just ridiculous. Everything
I know it doesn't make sense, but I'm sorry, make your point, and then Bob will finish. I'm sorry. I'm just talking to somebody who's greedy and hateful.
Unique opportunity right now because of this financial crisis, and the only thing that I could think is that we got to band together. We got to stand up against these people. That there's not going to be too much of a window of opportunity to ever do this and say, you know what? The federal government's fired. Let's bring everything down to a local level where at least you could show up at some guy's house and give him a hard time if he gets out of control. That's it. That's the only thing I could think that would make any kind
well
of sense.
Well said. Bob Chapman, final comments on that, my friend.
I just want to leave you with one thing. He had 67.5%. France, almost 60. Greece, 65. Spain, 61. Portugal, 62. Sweden, 80. Norway, 79.3. Netherlands, 71. And Denmark,
hold on, we'll go into overdrive for 5 minutes because I got to finish that. See you back Sunday, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.